I just put up my earplugs and I took the phone and I started to record because sometimes, I don't know if that's you. Like, let me know if that's you. It feels like, oh, I have an inspiration. You have this and you want to do this inspired action. You feel it and then you have to get ready for it. And I just said, like, fuck it. I can't take my computer and my mic on and all this good stuff. I'm just gonna take my phone and earbuds and let's go. Inspired action.
The Fearless and Successful podcast is hosted by your hype girl D, and it's designed for change makers just like you. As an activator of human potential and freedom architect, I have one mission with this podcast: to show you that you can be, do, and have anything you desire. I love all things money, mindset, and manifestation. I am so excited to share my personal hacks to help you activate your infinite potential. And I also will be sharing fearless stories from leaders around the world who designed life and business on their own terms. Remember, if we can do it, so can you. Fearless soul, if you're ready to dream big and make impact, let's get this party started.
What is up, my fearless people? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're tuning in. I'm going to share with you my fearless journey. In 2017, when I set up the Fearless and Successful brand, it looked like very, very different. The idea of the brand looked like very, very different than it looks like now. So it's like kind of a glimpse into the past and also what is in the present. And I might get an inspiration to talk about the future. We'll see what this download actually brings, because, I just put up my earplugs and I took the phone and I started to record, because sometimes, I don't know if that's you. Like, let me know if that's you. It feels like, oh, I have an inspiration, you have this and you want to do this inspired action, you feel it, and then you have to get ready for it. And I just said, like, fuck it, I can't take my computer and my mic on and all this good stuff. I'm just gonna take my phone and earbuds and let's go. Inspired action. If you are first time on the show, welcome, welcome, welcome. You fearless soul, I am so honored, and I'm so grateful that you are taking the time to be here with me, with this global community. We are impacting more than 100 countries in the world. Oh my goodness. And I couldn't be, I'm just so humble, and my heart is so full that I get to do this together with you, because we are evolving together, we are co-creating together, and we are, impacting this world in a positive way together. Yes, I'm Coach D, I'm your hype girl, and this podcast has one mission, and my promise is to always inspire you to be, do, and have whatever you desire. So let's kick it off. So my fearless journey, as I mentioned, started in 2017. And I'm not going to go into the story. I think just a little side note. My first client in 2017, my little B, my French client, who started to work with me, and she asked me, like, what does actually fearless mean to you? And at that point, I said, I eat fear for breakfast, and I do that still, but in a different way, in a very, very different way. So throughout these past years, and I have to tell you, the brand has gone through different logos, different colors, different visuals that would represent the fearlessness. But it would always, you know, when it comes to the values of me as a business owner, as a representative of the brand, the value was always to just freaking do it. That was the message and that was the value, because even in this episode, it was just freaking do it, you know? It was not the fear. And I'm going to go into this. It was not the fear. It was not the fearlessness. It was not anything connected to the fear. It was just, I feel so much inspiration that I just want to share this with everyone. And why is this important? When you will understand this concept, you will never, ever, never, ever doubt the capacity of your impact. Let me say this again. When you will hear this concept, you will never ever doubt the capacity of your impact. Because your capacity of your, the capacity of your impact is actually the capacity of love. And let me explain this. Because you are able to truly, truly, truly impact. I'm talking about the positive impact, of course. You're truly able to positively impact the world to the extent that you love yourself, to the extent that you are able to share the love. And for me, and I know that you will understand this and you will conceptualize this, love is complete opposite. It's a polarity to fear. And when you are truly love, not just in love or loved or sharing love or giving love, receiving love, but when you are love, you can't be fear. And then you are, when you are love, you're truly, truly fearless. So if someone asks me now, what is actually being fearless, is being love. Boom. I know. It's so simple, right? It's so, so simple. Because if you understand how these things work, and I did so much work on truly, truly, truly getting into my heart and being in a place of service through my heart. So heart coherence is what I'm talking about. And to get out of my mind, because when we are in our mind, the ego is running the show. The fear kicks in. But when you're in your heart, you truly, truly know. And not just know. Yeah, you truly, truly know. Not just believe that this is the right thing to do, but you truly know that this is the right thing to do. Because you, if you think about, thinking versus knowing, right? I might just think about this thing versus I know this thing. There are two different concepts or two different, two different things. So I want you to really think about, or I want you to know, I want you to really know that you are love. You are fearless in being of service through the power of love. You are being in service through the power of love. You're fearless by going all in, by knowing that this is what you're meant to do. You're fearless by going all in and knowing that this is what you're meant to do. Oh my goodness. I know, I'm just getting so many downloads. And this is where this part of deep service really kicks in. And even if you would ask me a year ago, I would probably say, different. I would probably explain the fearlessness in a different way, because it, as I mentioned, it it is ever evolving concept for me. And maybe this will not be true year from now, but I know that it will always be about just freaking do it. And for now, it means I'm doing what I'm meant to do through the lens of love, where I feel such an immense gratitude and such an immense joy in being able to co-create on not just impact, but co-create with most amazing humans, with you. And, you know, I sometimes, you know, this journey that we choose to create something that's gonna be out there in the world, sometimes it can feel like fear, you know? Sometimes it can feel I'm not ready, you know, I have this imposter syndrome, everyone's gonna know that I can't do this, you know, blah, blah, blah. All this BS, this is just your thoughts, this is just your thinking. You just have to know that anything that you feel in your heart, you wanna do it, just freaking do it. So let me give you an example. If you know in your heart that you want to write a book, just freaking do it. And you don't need to think. Here's the thing. You don't need to think, what's this book gonna represent? If you feel and know in your heart that you want to write a book, just write the freaking book. Don't question it. Don't doubt your heart. If this is like really, really something that you want, that you feel, and you know that it's something that you're so passionate about, just go for it. You have nothing to lose. And when you have this inspired idea, what you start to do, and you start to go into a place of fear, you start to cripple, the fear start to cripple in, then you start to overthink. And then you get into the opposite state of love, right? The moment you start to think, So what I want to leave you with, this is a shorty one because I think I gave you so many nuggets, and I just want to inspire you to really to go out there and be the love that you are. I want to leave you with this. Every time, and this is, you know, more you're going to practice this, more you're going to practice fearless action, fearless inspired action. This is the action that comes from a place of love. The more you're going to practice this, easier it will get. It gets to be easier, you guys. It gets to be so freaking easy that one day you will wake up and you will say, all I do is being love. All I do is I'm joy, I'm light, I'm love, I have this immense sense of gratitude, and oh my freaking God, is this my life? You know, that's how it feels. But you need to train yourself. You have to really get into the game. When you feel that you want to do something, when you know that this is something that you truly, truly, truly want, when you know that you truly, truly want this, go for it. Go for it and don't wait. Because when you wait, your mind starts to take you in places you don't want to be. So, and this is the same, whether you want to do a podcast, whether you want to write a book, any kind of legacy you want to leave or imprint or whatever you want to call it, anything that is beyond you, that's gonna be out there, is an extension of you and that's gonna project that love and share your wisdom, at some point it can feel scary, but only when you allow your mind to play the game, when the ego kicks in, because ego runs their own show. So there are only two steps in this process, and I just made them up, you know. I'm just going with the flow. So one, grab your book. Grab your book, a notebook, an empty notebook, and whatever you feel right now, or you know that you want to create, write it down. I want you to write it down. Write down 10 things that you really want to do. Or make it 5 or even 2. Just write it down. 2 things that you really know that you want to do. Don't question. Don't think, oh, am I able to do this? Do I have the capacity? Something that is truly, truly inspired. And then what I want, second thing is choose one. And when this episode finishes, and when you wrote this down, all this, you have less than 30 minutes to actually get into the action. Because in less than 30 minutes, when you come up with the idea, or you remember the idea, if you don't act on it in first 30 seconds, it's going to get harder and harder and harder. So this is my fearless journey, from really thinking, okay, I need to hustle, I need to eat fear for breakfast, I'm going to do it anyway, to now being fearless in doing what I'm meant to do through the lens of love. This was my share, my very intuitive download that I wanted to share with you. And I did it fearlessly with the intention to inspire you to be, do, and have whatever you desire. And I hope this inspired you. And if it did inspire you, share your ideas, share your thoughts, share your feedback. You can text me, you can message me on Instagram, you can message me here on the pod. Share your ideas, share your breakthroughs. I love reading them. I love listening to them. You can even record a voice message to me. I'm obsessed with hearing back from you, because this truly, truly, truly lights my soul on fire. I love you so much, and I'm gonna speak to you very, very soon.
My fearless soul, thank you so much for tuning in and taking the time to listen to this episode. I appreciate you, and I am so excited to hear from you. If you haven't yet, please go to kite.link/insider and leave a review. Extra points if you screenshot this episode and post it on your IG stories and tag me at Diana Lugoli and tell me what's your big takeaway. With that being said, I'm sending you a daily dose of D. I love you, and I'm so, so grateful for you. Till infinity. Mwah.